Come on!
Jackson Street is full of princesses, devils, unicorns, pirates, and a couple of walking tacos. They run around carrying bags, laughing, and pointing Halloween decorations out to their smiling parents. Gabriel Duckworth, sporting an orange striped prison costume, is one of those parents, and he's also a neighborhood resident.
It's hard to coordinate being a parent and doing the trick-or-treating thing at your own house. So you got to bring buddies over. So then you can walk for a minute and then come back.
So you make a little party.
Yeah. Excellent. Everybody works together. It's nice. Great being a small town. Everybody knows just about everybody. You feel real safe.
A little further down the hill, Lori and Michael Sievertson, with help from Michael's mom, Terry, usher visitors into their garage, which they've temporarily turned into a haunted house. In the back, guarding the candy bowl, is Michael, wearing a freaky sharp-tooth clown mask. Through the mask, he talks about the flood of kids that visit each Halloween.
My biggest year was 3,800.
I know it's early yet, but how's today stacking up?
A little slower than usual.
It is raining, so.
It is raining, but we got 2,200 kids one year when it rained sideways.
That's pretty good.
So we'll see how it goes this year.
This is just really the creepiest mask ever, so I'm going to have to walk away now.
Across the street are Valerie Brooks and her husband, Michael. While they enjoy seeing the kids in costume, Valerie Brooks says she'd like a little break from the annual tradition. She says they've tried avoiding the responsibility in the past, but it didn't really work out.
We went out to dinner with the kids one night, and we couldn't get home because the street was blocked. I had homework when I was doing a graduate degree. All the lights were off. I was on the computer. People knocked, people kicked, we got egged.
Brooke says she was among a group of homeowners that went to the city council many years ago with concerns about safety before the street was barricaded each year. She says the barricade has helped with safety concerns.
But it's kind of become a monster.
Brooke stresses that she doesn't dislike Halloween or even handing out candy. It's the volume and the annual responsibility.
Oh, look, there's a clown on a unicycle.
So it's, we love this part of it. I mean, if it were a few trick-or-treaters and we could say, oh, what a wonderful unicorn outfit, or look at the princess or the crop duster, or that, that's cool. But everybody should be able to share in that.
So do you think the solution is to block off different streets each year?
That might be something. A rotation would be great.
A block away on Monroe Street, the volume is lower, but there's still a steady stream of trick-or-treaters, especially at Mayor Lou William III's house. Word on the street is that if costumed kids give a secret password, Dog Father, they'll get a full-sized candy bar.
Dog Father.
While slightly concerned about running out of the larger-sized candy bars, Williams grins as kids flow past, claiming the prize.
No, we're doing really good this year with our secret password. We're doing really good. Well, people saw it. So far, they said they've seen it in the paper. They've seen it on a house next door on Jackson. They've seen it on Facebook. And people have told each other, so I hope I have enough candy.
Williams takes Halloween seriously, and his family is there in force to help out. One daughter hands out goodies at the door, another keeps a hand count of how many kids show up, and his son-in-law has a clicker to verify the numbers. They're all hoping to break the record from last year.
We're going to pass the 528, I think, easy.
Well, I think you're already at
427.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
And they certainly did. The final count that his daughter, Jody Williams, reported was 982. That was just shy of Valerie Brooks's final number of 998. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.